Blog Talk Radio.
Podcast of The Messenger. Tonight we will introduce to some and present to others the messenger who will give us a word from our maker, from our creator. And I thank you for joining us tonight. And here is the messenger.
Good evening to all that has taken the time to come and discuss just who and what we really are. To discuss not from a hearsay, but from a no-say point of view. A lot of this thing that we call God, this thing that we call life, a lot of us, we're speaking, and we're speaking with boldness from what it is that someone else has told us. So what we want to do tonight is we want to try and open up the cast so that everybody can kind of discuss, not for argumental sake, but for discussional sake, so that we can discuss and we can allow the spirit within us to guide us and direct us in the right path, because we all have good intentions of wanting to know, but what we've got to do, as Brother Paul said, we've got to renew our minds. We've got to open up and understand that based on what it is that we've been taught throughout our lives, it is limited. God made God into pretty much a human. And we have to understand that God is so much more than that. God is life. And just to get everybody all riled up and ready to go, God is you, and you are God. On that note, I'm going to open up and let us just start talking and discussing. And what I'd like to do, like for everyone to do, is think about the words that Jesus left on record, and you use those words and your feelings and your knowledge to kind of help us all better understand how you came about to believe or to know what it is that you feel that you know with regards to your relationship with God. Now, the co-producer, you want to start us off? No. Hello.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can you hear me now?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my bad. Okay. I was engaged in a heavy conversation online, and I invited some of the Facebook folks to come on, and let's continue this conversation. The question was asked about the Christ, and I just kicked Pandora's box wide open when I responded with, "When you ask about the Christ, Are you asking about the Christ as in Jesus Christ, or are you asking about the Christ as in the Almighty God? And the comments begin to pour back like, what do you mean? There's only one Christ. Oh, that's Jesus Christ. And it got to the point where I had to stop and let everybody know, like, hey, listen, I'm going to respect your view, but you're going to have to respect mine also. And if I have the floor, I want to tell you, I do not believe that Jesus is God. And my simple response to that was, and I tell them, you know, then they go, well, go read the word. And I had to explain to them that I don't put that much authority in the word. The Bible is a very consoling book. It has been tampered with so much that you really have to read it. You read that whole book of the Bible, there's probably about 20 pages that might have biblical references to them. But again, we've been so conditioned to read it. But I said, that's my choice, though. You can tell me about what you have, and I'll tell you about what I have. And at the end, if what I have is better than you have, my brother, you are welcome to join me. But if what I have isn't better for you, then keep what you got. And we're still traveling. Everybody's still good. You know what I'm saying? I hear a lot of people with the why do you want to shove your belief down other people's throat? Well, Christianity was shoved down your throat. You say what you want to say. That's all we knew. You had no choice growing up. If you might have been in a Christian household and dying to go to Catholic church, that wasn't really an option to you. Because unless back in Jersey, when you went to Catholic school, if you were a member of the Catholic Church, you got a discount at the school. So now I understand why some of us went to Catholic Church, but that was only for the school discount. Well, again, we grew up with Christianity in some form of it, and that's all we had access to. And I don't mean to monopolize the microphone, but I remember the first time I actually went to a Catholic church. Let me tell you something, and I tell people, when I say I was raised in the church, that's pretty much what we did.
That's right.
That's what, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night, YPWW choir meeting, and then my father was the minister there, so we had to get there early to clean the church up, and sometimes we stayed late to clean the church up. So when I say go to church, trust me, I went to church.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got a chance to go to a Catholic service, man, let me tell you something. I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. I mean, we went to church and we went out before the TV shows was going on. We were in church about 45. Listen, all I know is at that moment, I would have been a devout Catholic. If all I got to do is check in 45 minutes of Sunday, I get to check the box. Come on, man. But again, it wasn't about religion. It wasn't about religion with me, or I would have been a devout Muslim, because I thought they were cool growing up. But my point is, I do not believe that Jesus and God are the same. And I want to make that clear to everybody. I believe that when God sees Jesus, God sees me. If God was looking at both of us simultaneously, I don't believe there's a difference here. We are all the Son of God. Is Jesus the Son and we're the stepson? I mean, how does that really work out?
Well, let me just interject just for a moment, because I do truly understand what you're saying. But what we have to do is we've got to take that even further. Because one of the things where we have a problem at is we try to equate or relate everything to us in the human sense. And so when we talk about sons and daughters and stuff of that nature, we're breaking it down to our level instead of lifting it to God's level. And so when we try to equate Jesus and God as being one but not us, this is where the problem comes in at. Because even – and they want to take you back to the word, what the word says – they don't even pay attention to what it is that they're reading, because the word, if you look at what it is that certain scriptures in the Bible is telling you, it is telling you exactly that. Even if you take a look, if you just narrow it down, because you gave a figure that is pretty much accurate, about two-thirds of that is just somebody talking. And the other third is some inspiration. That they were inspired while they were in the spirit. And so they wrote that. But all of that was written was not in the spirit. We take the Bible to be the holy word of God. We take it to be that, but then we have to stop for a moment and look at how that all came to be. We don't do that. We just take it at face value. But Jesus said that you and I are brothers and sisters. So if he said, and I'm using the human term because that's what Jesus used, because that's what Jesus was, okay? So he's using that analogy to let us know that we are all the same. You right. being my brother does not make me any bigger or better than you, my brother.
Amen.
Because we're still mother my sons.
True that.
You might do something different than I do it, but that don't change who you are or who I am. I might not do a thing, and you might have $1 million, but that doesn't change. We are still her son and his son. You understand? So they're looking at it from a sense that they've made up. The word tells us that this body is a temple that houses the Spirit of God. The word didn't say that this body was something special. It said it was a temple, a church that houses the Spirit of God. So if we really look at that, what we have to understand is that we on the outside is absolutely nothing. It's about what's in us. Jesus even said, "Don't worry about what comes in. It's what goes out of you that you need to be concerned with."
What comes out of you will
determine who and what you are. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, but one thing I really stressed on the podcast, you know, growing up in the church. It was always like one of those hidden rules. You don't debate the Bible. You debate everything that you find interesting. When you take away my ability to debate or ask questions about anything, what you're saying to me is here's my choices. I believe it or I don't believe it. And right now, I choose not to believe that. And when I say not to believe it, let me say this to people. Because I believe that I have that direct connect to God and I don't need an intercessor. That doesn't mean if you have an intercessor, it makes it bad. If that's comforting for you, then by all means, continue on with that. All I try to tell people and my message is, if you want to know how I'm living, this is how I view God. This is my relationship with God. And my relationship to God says, if I'm in trouble, I can talk to me. I can talk to me. If I need help, I can talk to me. I don't have to go to you to talk to me for me.
Mm.
And if you don't believe the concept that you have God in you, then what I just said sounds crazy to you. But see, I believe that God is in me. So if he's in me, I don't have to go anywhere or get anybody to talk to God for me. Now, again, you can help me. You know what I'm saying? But I can do this by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it's I say I can more, do this, more, well, let me, just let, me clear get, this, this, let me clarify this.
Okay.
When I say I can do this by myself, I can talk to God by myself. I'm not trying to say I'm an island and I need nobody. When I say I can do this by myself, I can talk to God by myself. Go ahead, Brother Mester.
Okay. And one of the things in which we have to understand is they would reject your saying of that. That is exactly what they're doing. When they're sitting there having what they think is a prayer, that's what they're doing. They're having a conversation with God. The only problem is they're talking and not listening.
Mm.
But they're doing the exact same thing in what you said, but they don't want to admit that because then that goes contrary to what it is that they think that they believe. And they believe something, they've been believing something most of their lives, and they still haven't gotten to the point that they know. They just believe. You got a car outside, and you know it's got a bad battery. So you believe it's going to start when you go out there. Time and time again, you believe it's going to start when you go out there. But when you put that new battery in there, you know it's going to start. Because why? Because I just put a new battery in there, and that means it's guaranteed to start. Because that's what my problem was, the battery. So if I've been worshiping and believing this, what they're telling me all this time, all my life, when does it come to a point that you know? And you don't. And the reason they don't know is because they choose not to, even though they're doing it. You remember numerous times on the podcast we talk about subconsciously. And this is what's happening. We're walking around here subconsciously acting as if we don't know things or we don't believe things when actually we are doing it. People are creating their lives each and every day. When you go out today, when you wake up in the morning and you go out and someone makes you mad, you right then and there make a conscious decision whether I'm going to be mad all day or whether I'm going to just forget that and move on with my life. What you have just done is you have just created what you want the day to be. It's just that simple. You've created that. And this is the ability that we have, but we just don't understand it. We have spoken so many things into existence during the course of our lives that we don't even recognize it. Because we're walking around under an illusion that we've got to go look for that man in the sky when that spirit is already within you. But we're looking for the man in the sky to approve or disapprove what it is that we're doing when he already let us know that you have free will to do what it is that you choose to. However now, you wake up each day and want to create your life, you have that ability.
And one of the other points, and again, I would like to hear the rest of the cast on this, because let me tell you something, folks, again, just because we sit here and we podcast together, it could be that we don't all believe in what the message is. And if so, again, I would hope that not be the case because we're part of a message group. But when I say separate Jesus from God, when I say separate Jesus from God, and well, let me ask the cast again, please, who on the cast believes that Jesus and God are the same person? I mean, and again, we could talk about that.
I believe it, but I believe it not in the sense that they're trying to project it. But yes, I believe that Jesus and God are the same person. But I also believe that Brother Co-Producer and Jesus are the same person.
I don't. I think God and Jesus are separate.
That's my belief. And what I tell people when we discuss this is let's start. If we're going to have a conversation, let's start at the basis. The base is God himself. So let's talk about the goodness of God, the awesomeness of God, so that at the very least, when we break down to the middleman, to the intercessor, the middle person or the intercessor, whether it be Muhammad, God, Buddha, or Krishna, whoever it may be, if we can understand that at the initial level, we all praise and understand that we have a magnificent God who provides and protects us. If we can understand that, then even when we get off course at that intercessor, we can always revert back to the base and continue conversation. But if we can't come to grips at the base level of who we believe God is, then we just have two separate opinions that we're, that's always going to run parallel. So again, I believe that God is awesome. I believe that He adorned the stars in the sky. He is the grand architect of this universe. And I do not believe, and I, this is, again, I do not believe that God Almighty had to take human form to get a message to humans that He created. I refuse to believe that. I'm sorry.
I definitely believe Jesus is the Son of God, but I believe they are separate entities.
Well, I hear that and I understand, but what we're still missing, Jesus was a messenger. Muhammad was a messenger. Buddha was a messenger. Sister T, a messenger. And that's what we all are. God per se did not have a son. What we're doing is we're using our human description of things, and we have to first understand this, that God is spirit. And that spirit that God is within each and every one of us. And we've got to stop looking at the outer appearance, because the outer appearance is different, and think that we are different.
I believe we that's a title more than a relation. You know, He's the Son of God.
A title, exactly. Okay, I'll agree with that 100%. We've given Him a title, but that same title is applicable to each and every one of us. Jesus Himself has said so. So now, if Jesus said it, now why are we not believing what Jesus has said? We can accept that Jesus
said it.
Who said
the Bible?
The Bible, yes. That's where everybody is getting their knowledge from. That Bible, that's where they're going to. Whenever you discuss it, they'll take you straight to the Bible. And so if we're going to use that as a form of information or fact, then we've got to take it. And that's where it's coming from. So I'm just using that to show them your own words are telling you, but you still choose not to believe it. And another thing we have to understand, Jesus being the Son of God, do people understand that they killed Him?
I can't.
Now you telling
people.
Me? No, they did. They killed Him. That
no,
according to
no.
once again. When you say you can't speak for people, you're
right. I don't know what other people are saying. I can only speak on for what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, sis, I want you to believe that men that men killed God's son. Now come on,
that people killed Jesus. Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Okay, but again, if he was actually God Himself, again, they want us to believe that was a plan. So when you say, how can you kill God? Well, God came to die is what they want you to believe. I'm just simply saying, if I created man, again, if I could think man back to whatever position I need him to be in, I don't have to take a human form to get a message to you. You mean my awesomeness isn't enough? You ain't going to believe me. I mean, for real.
Wait a minute. Huh? Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, but
you're
my awesomeness isn't enough? I have to lower myself to come down here. You know what I'm saying? And while I'm down here, who's taking care of the rest of the world? Because, see, I'm omnipresent. I mean, if we just going with how the story was put out.
Right.
I mean, and then you think about, even if we go a little further, and again, like I said, our podcast tonight is we just talk about some of the reasons why I don't believe And I'm just sharing my thoughts. And if it makes sense, come on. But if it don't, then hold on to what you have. I have no issue with that. And you, nor should you have an issue with me. But I have to, you know, it's just, if you think about it, and again, being a studier of the Bible, a reader of the Bible, it helps me better understand that I am confident that's not the roadmap. I'm confident. Now, again, I don't mean to knock big church business all over the world, but if you understood that you have all that you need to get back to the Creator, which is what we seek. This is why we go to church. This is why we give them money to build edifices better than the homes people live in, because we believe all this gets us a place in the afterlife. But I'm here to tell you, your afterlife is already taken care of, folks. Your afterlife is already taken care of. All you have to do is live your life and let the afterlife take care of itself. Because, again, if you believe in the Father, then you understand that we are of dust. If you believe in the Father, you understand He blew life into us, and that's what gives us life. And if you believe in the Father, you got to know when your body goes back to the dust, He's taking His spirit back. And if you believe that it is His plan, it is the plan to have a piece of the Creator burn eternally in hell, then you believe in something real special. In fact, you believe in something real extra. Would you do that to yourself? And I know we can't compare ourselves to God. Would you set something up that if it goes wrong, you yourself personally pays for it every day of your life? So that means everybody. Go ahead.
No, I just want to. I hear you, brother, but I need for you to hear what you're saying and better understand what you're saying. You can't compare yourself to God. This is what our problem is. We think that we're not worthy. God, when He created us, He already compared Himself to us. I'm sorry, let me change that. He already compared us to Him because we are Him. And I know it offends people to think such a thing, but we've got to understand who we are. We are of the body of God. Now, whether you want to believe it or not, that's totally up to you, and it really doesn't matter. Because just as you said, when this earthly body, per se, is done, the spirit is all that lives. So the spirit is who you are. And so that spirit is going to return from which it came, and it only came from one place, and that one spirit resides in each and every one of us. Without that spirit, there is no you, me, or anyone else. And when we can understand this, then we can better understand that, yes, I can equate myself to God because I am part of God. I am part of God. God has given me the ability to do everything that He does. Because I am the essence. He created me in His image. Not that I look like Him, but I'm in the essence of who He is. That is who I am. That's what He did when He created us. So for us to not think that we are equal to God is depriving ourselves of who we really are. So it might be offensive to people, but this is why we go through and the things and believe some of the things in which we do. It's easy for us to believe that we're more like the devil than we are of God. Why would God create us so that we could be like this mythical creature called the devil and not like Him? And if everything that we're doing so wrong, He allowed Himself to come back here and to die? For what? Because technically, when Jesus died, what really changed then? Because life is still the same. Is that correct or not?
Yep.
So I want us to understand that we are part of the body. This is why I played that song. It didn't come out. My brother told me that the song was kind of roughed up a little bit. But this is what we have to understand. We are part of the body. Hope God.
Hey, brother messenger.
And that body is the spirit.
As we wind our podcast up tonight, hey, listen, folks, we gave you 30 minutes tonight on what do you believe? And I'm sure we're going to pick up on this topic and continue moving forward on Sunday night, 9 p.m. So I thank everybody for coming out tonight. And let's get set for Sunday night, 9 p.m. We will finish this conversation.
Amen.
Amen, my brother.
All right. Good night,
everyone.
All right.